I'd like to begin my speech with a thank you to staff, a Johnson Kuhn Tanacombe for giving us voices, training staff for showing us how to use them, and our program managers for trusting us in our choices. Let's not forget those who work behind the scenes, CD, program assistants, PCMO, Kunsu Tanya working nonstop. Marvin and Kunsu Molly, we commend you immensely. If it was us, those damned rent receipts would make our heads pop. Fellow volunteers, I now turn to you, taking you on a day in the life of Anna. Yeah, a bit bizarre, but my hope is that these words will show you how this journey has never been just mine, but instead, ours. When I wake up in the mornings, I'm usually grumpy, anticipating physical and metaphorical journeys uphill, and my focus shifts to those who take them on, and so I channel them, Diana, Dalton, Ramil. I roll out of bed and turn on a podcast, choosing one recommended by Alex or Salit. Voices fill the silence, and I wonder if they're doing the same, comforted, feeling connected, distracted from the heat. Bending down to stretch, thoughts begin to swarm my head, to-do list reminders swimming around so chattily. I'm momentarily overwhelmed until I hear something soothing. Remember to breathe, says the voice of Yoga Natalie. The ice water hits my back and I let out a shriek, washing, drying, putting on mismatched clothes in a frenzy. I do a double take in the mirror and chuckle. No way would this be approved by Mackenzie. Pulling my bike out, I check the tires, remembering the tutorial from Dear Miss Merrick. I smile and find gratitude in that moment, her fierce spirit providing me with shelter, a barrack. I arrive at morning assembly, greeting my students with hugs, trying my best to counter the smacks from teacher McCrabby, and I wish I could hide his hand in his anger, like bamboo sticks behind a desk, a genius move by Abby. I stand in front of the school as we practice seed, making sure I enunciate and that my voice amplifies. If only they knew that this had been a joint effort, thanks to late-night calls with best friends Carly and Nikolai. We begin class with ASL phonics and they carefully follow my movements, and suddenly it all becomes so transparent. In their growth, in their patience, in their determination. I see Clarence. My students run up to the board screaming in delight. I smile, thinking about how I stole these games from Andy, and how that small PCV connection made this happen. One exchange, this network, my God, how handy. I teach my P4 science class about Jeptune, you know, the planet. I shake my head and think that next they'll have me teaching Thai. Gonna leave that up to Chris P., Nathan, and Jordan. What even is cock-high? At lunch, my mind wanders to thoughts of bread, jealous of bakers Kayla, Megan, and Kit Kat. I think of my failed baking attempts and wonder what happened. What's that ingredient they all add? Ah, patience. I'd forgotten that. After I learn that my classes are canceled, I want to just scream, but instead I take a moment to summon Mo and Quincy, painting love wherever they go. Kindness, Leonardo da Vinci's. Month 23 and I'm still called the wrong name. Remember though, Anna, Kyle replaced a PCV too, and Hoy has, well, an interesting balot, but look at the work they've done, you can learn how to make do. On the days when I wonder what I'm doing, why I'm working a job without a salary, I focus on the present and see the beauty around me, practicing mindfulness and love. Thank you, Olivia and Valerie. I walk into class and find quite the scene, my students rolling around laughing like hyenas. Their laughter, wild and contagious, like a Konken weekend with Christian, Pablo, and Christina. Surrounded by love and laughter, a strange thing happens. I have momentary amnesia. I watch my students work together with compassion as leaders. Oh my God, is this what it feels like to be Teresa? Out of nowhere, it comes to me, an idea that's been reused and recycled. Let my kids become their own superheroes. Images flash of Kun Laura and Michael. I propose some new ideas to my teachers, reminding myself of my latest epiphany. They'll be here long after I'm gone, empowering teachers like Casey, Audrey, and Tiffany. After school, I get questioned for my love for sports. This is not what girls are supposed to play. So I stand up for myself. I stand up for my girls, channeling the strength of Jen, Angel, and Ray. I work on letting the comments roll off my back. It's been almost 2 years and I'm still adjusting. Jokes are exchanged, humor and laughter are used. I learned that from both Chandler and Justin. I'm gifted some fruit, and by some I mean 1 trillion, constantly amazed at how Nam Jai flows here like juice, knowing I'll never be able to fully repay them. but hopefully I can love and be loved deeply, like Yai and her use. I return home and pull out my paints, recalling art and poetry from Kun Kat and Lauren. Colors fill the page, words fill its spaces, and I become a part of a world where I'm no longer foreign. My phone lights up with a flurry of messages, sassy exchanges between Barbara George and Christine. I giggle at the humor, smiling at the jesting, their warmth, a loneliness vaccine. Plopping down in bed, 9:30 p.m.? Whoa, it's time to hit the hay. With music flowing through my community, I think, still not quite good as Kun Ray. My eyes close and my thoughts begin to slow. On this rock-hard bed, I somehow feel balance. Among the loudness around me, I find stillness, I find silence. Because as I drift off to wait yet another day, I know each of you is with me, deep in my bones, forcing my back to straighten, my head to lift, so I can look forward, unflinching, knowing I'm never alone. Each and every person here, PCVs and staff, have touched me in ways I'm unable to express. You've challenged my thinking, forced me to grow, and you did it with love. For that, I am blessed. Many say Peace Corps is a selfless endeavor, putting your life on hold for 2 full years. But my life hasn't stopped. It's grown fuller. It's grown deeper. A beautiful switching of gears. You know that saying by old Dr. Seuss? You've got brains in your head and feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself in any direction you choose. He never says what happens after, when you get to the place that you choose to go. I think you just keep on moving. You keep on growing. But I'd say that's something you already know. So when the next steps seem impossible, when they seem scary and unknown, remember you thought the same of the Peace Corps once, and now look at how we've grown. Peace Corps Thailand, the one and only Group 129. Thank you. Thank you. You'll be with me forever. I wish you all nothing but love, success, and happiness in your future endeavors.